You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. It's my pleasure to welcome back Murray State's Director of Cinema International, Therese St. Paul. And Therese, this week we have a kind of a mishmash on a classic title. It's Mrs. Hyde. Tell us about this.
Yes, Mrs. Hyde. And of course, everybody thinks of The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And indeed, that is, it's a loose adaptation. I say very loose. But still, the idea is it's a passage of this gothic genre, you know, where a physics teacher, who happens to be a woman, Madame Jekyll, written with J-E-Q-U-I-L, is really not having good success in her classes, and she cannot, manage her classes, get students interested. But then one day she gets some kind of explosive transformation after being struck by lightning through an experiment in her lab. And she's unaware of that. But what happens is that this experiment, if you want, reveals, just like in the original story, the other side, the sinister side of Madame Jekyll. And so this is where it veers into fantasy, and the whole film takes on a very caustic black comedy but deadpan humor style. So it is an interesting take on the story, but definitely very modern, because it takes place in a suburb school of a big city, Paris, where indeed there are difficulties. And that's where the director, Serge Bonzon, who was himself a school teacher in the suburbs years ago, talks about the experience of being a school teacher in difficult classes, because as we know, there's issues of integration, there's a lot of diversity, there's a lot of multicultural issues in suburbia of big cities in France, and he does definitely takes a jab at that, and provides a biting view of some of the challenges currently facing the French school system. And so he believes in the power of education, which is definitely seen that Madame Jekyll is doing her best, is ill-equipped. And also, at the same time, he shows that there is some old-fashioned classist approach in the French education still, which is shown through the very vacuous school principal, who is no other than Romain Duris, who is a famous French actor who acted in Molière and all that. And Madame Jekyll herself is a very famous French actress, Isabelle Huppert, who just carries this character, through and through. So it's a very interesting movie.
When Mrs. Hyde manifests, is it a literal physical transformation as well as a transformation of personality?
Oh, it sure is. And that's like a bit funny in the sense, that's what the comedy, she just changes and becomes some kind of other, this sort of fantasy character, turns into some kind of luminous being that is very dangerous.
So this conceit of Mrs. Hyde, is it just the vehicle through which the director and the screenwriter are critiquing aspects of the French education system?
Well, there's a bit of several things in the background. There is definitely a jab at the education system, or the challenges, let's say, that's faced with the multiplicity of ethnic groups, basically, that are in France today. But there's also sticking to the original story of the duality of human nature. This teacher is very meek, is trying to do her best, and has an alter ego she doesn't even know about. And then, just like in the original story, experiments reveal the other side.
And it's a fairly recent film, made in 2017, released in the United States only in April of 2018.
Indeed.
Is it indicative of this wave of French dark comedies, or is there a current wave of French dark comedies?
I think you have a point there. I've been seeing quite a number of them. We've had a few, and we had one a couple of years ago or semesters where there was this off comedy about God Lives in Brussels, and it was a very sharp comedy. Some people didn't take it well because they couldn't see the comedy behind. This is, you know, definitely off the wall. The style, we could perhaps write a good paper about that. The style of the new French comedy. Yeah.
Well, it's brisk. It's 95 minutes. So will people leave the theater feeling like they've seen a comedy, or kind of feeling like they've seen a really dark comedy? What's going to be the feeling?
A bit of both. It jumps from one to the other. At times you just think, oh, that is off the wall. Like you feel when you watch a Wes Anderson movie. And then I'm thinking, oh, poor teacher. You really feel for her. As teachers, we feel for someone can't manage a classroom. Another time you think, oh, this is hilarious, this school principal and what he says is hilarious. There's theatricals, there's B-movie chills, you know, some easy kind of, you know, like someone turns on fire, you know. So there's a bit of, it's a mix of styles, if you'd want. Yeah. So I think we come out of there feeling, huh, this is different.
And showings are Thursday and Saturday in the Kerr Center Theater.
Indeed, Kerr Center Theater.
Anything else you'd like to know about the film or the discussion or anything about Mrs. Hyde?
Well, I just encourage people who are interested in French, because we have at the moment the French specials, and this is the second one. And we also have a focus on a theme, women in film, for most of this semester. So choosing Madame Hyde was an example of that.
Well, Teresa, I think this one will be delightful, and I bet you'll have some pretty good audiences for this. Thank you so much for coming by and speaking with me today about Mrs. Hyde.
Thank you.
Therese St. Paul is a professor at Murray State University, as well as the director of Murray State's Cinema International Program.